mayhap. We don't even know what happened. We haven't pinned down exactly what happened in the Broughton, and they're planning to expand this industry.
Then, of course, was Alexandra Morton. Dr. Pauly, before I want to get into the overall question of fishing and the worldwide fishery, and I know you've expressed a lot of concern about that, and I'd like to talk to you about it in the time we have left. But for this question, last week, an environmental group, the Coastal Alliance, criticized a new study. Apparently, $409,000 are being put up, mostly by the government or quasi-government organizations and the fish farmers. And this is what apparently what their mandate is. Establishment of this important information base will likely enhance consumer confidence in BC salmon.
Yes, I have this report before me.
Here you?
Yeah. Can I read you recommendation one of that report?
Absolutely.
It is recommended that the federal government establish regulation to authorize the deposition of deleterious substances in relation to aquaculture. So the first recommendation they have is to abolish that part of the Fisheries Act that forbid poisoning the environment.
Okay.
That's the first recommendation in that document. I have another one, which is kind of amazing. It has a similar thing. It asks for that officers be authorized to neglect the that part of the Fisheries Act, which would give habitat officers discretion to avoid having to consider whether a new or proposed aquaculture operation was likely to cause a harmful alteration, destruction, or disruption. That is, the recommendation number three is to abolish that part of the Fisheries Act, which prevents habitat, fish habitat from being destroyed. In other words, they ask permission, they would like to be able to destroy fish habitat. And it's explicit. And here, the last recommendation is eight. It is recommended that the federal government establish a special fund to provide financial resources to them. That is, we would like you to abolish the things that protect us from deleterious substances. We would like to be able to wreck protected fish habitat, and we would like you, the taxpayer, to fund these operations for us.
Now, was that the Yves Bastien report?
Yeah.
All right, and it's...
I just cited from it.
I know.
Big recommendation. This is outrageous.
Of course it is. Dr. Pauly, but the other one I was referring to was there's a study that is now being funded by Aquanet and the fish farmers, and they want to get information that will enhance consumer confidence in BC salmon in domestic and foreign markets. Now, I guess my question is this. Surely you don't ask a scientific panel to go to work to prove that farm fish are okay.
No, the terms of reference are not right. However, just a minute ago, I was saying that you can't accuse scientists who produce results of having been funded by the wrong group. You can't do that. So I don't want to kind of blame that group before they have done the research for the results that they might have. You see what I mean?
Yes, I guess
it is not good terms of reference for them to have to show that people don't need to be worried. It's not good terms of reference because if they find reasons to be worried, what are they supposed to do? They have failed or what?
Well, I guess I'd put it this way. You referred to the tobacco industry in the last segment, Dr. Pauly. Supposing a similar group were set up, the government of British Columbia and the tobacco growers, let's say Ontario.
Harmless, yes.
And to say that your mandate is to improve the public's acceptance of cigarettes.
Right. Now, that is not, usually that's called public relations. It's not called science. But I have not seen that document. I have not seen that thing. And therefore, I don't want to talk about it. But the Bastien report, I just read it this morning,
yes.
And I'm just amazed at the recommendation. The blatant, the request for money and the request for abolishing laws that protect Canadians from pollution is outrageous. And at the same time, these people say they don't pollute. We don't pollute. We don't pollute. And then they want laws to be removed that prevent pollution. It doesn't make sense.
Of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. Well, you know, it's for people, you know, like me and Alexander Morton and others who are, you know, not doctors of science and so on as you are, although Alexander, of course, is a Bachelor of Science, it's most depressing to see the evidence mount up that we're putting our wild stocks in danger because of fish farming, and see the governments turn right around and make it all the easier for fish farmers.
And removing legislation that we have, I think that is outrageous. To remove legislation that has been hard fought to actually clean up the environment, to ask, please let us remove those things because they prevent aquaculture from growing, which incidentally does not pollute. Well, if it doesn't pollute, then you don't need to remove the statute that prevents pollution, right?
Of course not.
Oh,
you know, it is frustrating. Dr. Pauly, I want to just take a momentary break here, and I want to come back and talk about the state of fish stocks, particularly the fish stocks that people consume right around the world. Dr. Daniel Pauly, director of UBC's Fishery Center, as I mentioned before, his evidence can be taken in this light. Scientific American magazine has named him one of the 50 most influential scientists in the world. We'll be back right after this.